We're going to play Long Ago as our great album today, which was 1984. Top 40 hits in New Zealand and, of course, the famous Long Ago single. For now, though, good luck with the movie. It looks like it's going to be a cracker. Te Repa Kahi, director of Herb's Songs of Freedom. Thanks for coming in.
Nice one. Kia ora.
Okay, so let's start with this track, Karangara. RNZ National, it's a bit of a prelude. Long Ago from Herb's from 1984 is the album. This doesn't happen very often. There is no Wikipedia page for this album. And given the wealth of information that there is out there about Herb's, could I encourage New Zealand's Wiki community to see if you can do something about that? Well, this album came out in 1984. And I was just reading about some of their collaborations. They worked alongside, and I guess this means that they toured with UB40, Stevie Wonder, who we just heard about, Tina Turner, and Neil Young. Anyone else who can give me some, anyone who can give me more information about that would be most welcome. Thank you. 2101 to text or jesse@radionz.co.nz. Here is the title track, Long Ago. Long Ago. We'll be right back. RNZ National. Yes, I was at the Western Springs concert in 1981, says Mike in Invercargill. I was also at the Bastion Point occupation with Dilworth Karaka from Herbs, a very nice man. I used to go watch Herbs at local events. Thanks, Mike. Nice to hear from you. I wasn't at Western Springs, says someone else, but I was so lucky to catch them at the Horticultural Centre in Christchurch in 1982 or 1983. It was a life-changing experience, totally blew me away. And looking forward to seeing this movie. Someone else mentioned Joe Walsh as a collaborator with Herbs. Joe Walsh from the Eagles not only collaborated with them, but for some time, he actually announced that he'd joined the band and stuck with them for about a year, I believe. So that was long ago, and here was probably the other standout track from this album, which is called Long Ago, and it's their anti-nuclear anthem. Well, they had a couple of songs on the nuclear theme, but this is probably the most obvious one. It's Nuclear Waste.
All around, starving children.
RNZ National. Peter says, Jesse, I was fortunate enough to see Herbs open for Jimmy Buffett, the Mandalay Ballroom in Newmarket, Auckland, many years ago. It was a fabulous night with many of the punters in their parrot shirts. What is that reference, Peter? Parrot shirts. I'd like to know more. Peter says, Herbs put on a great show and the venue was terrific, not being overly large, affording everyone a good view. They were in their prime and a group to be proud of, and I'm sure Jimmy Buffett was impressed. Someone else who was at that Western Springs concert in 1981, I was 8 years old and we travelled down from Kaihu north of Dargaville. The first night was postponed due to rain. The next night went off and the whole crowd lit their lighters in the air. Stevie fell off his piano stool during one song. We got on the back of the stage gates and a security guard opened it for us. We did have tickets, but so that's a pretty awesome memory. That person, his mum and elder brother, all heading to Western Springs. Someone else met Herbs at a Normal concert. Remember Normal? A Normal concert at Waikemete. I won the door prize and you can only guess what it was. Thanks, Steve. Hope you enjoyed it. And Fiona was lucky enough to see them a couple of times at the Lothlorien Music Festivals in Ahuroa during the 1990s, and they were amazing. Thank you very much. Oh, someone else, an acoustic set at Upanorni Pub. I'm enjoying this reminiscence. Thanks. Get in touch, 2101 or jesse@radionz.co.nz. Let's get one more on. This is Stolen Time.